Now, it's certainly been one of the most challenging weeks, hasn't it, in Bradford City's history. The sacking of club legend Stuart McCall on Monday came as a shock to many. We've got James Mason, the Chief Operating Officer, with us today. Difficult circumstances for you, but a very challenging week, I'm sure, James.
Yeah, a very challenging week, Jason. Thanks for having me on. It's not what I signed up for, really, when I took this job all those years ago. I was here for the good times, but the bad times invariably come in this position, and I respect that and accept that, and that's why I'm here today. You know, we can't just court publicity when we're selling season tickets and we're trying to push promotions through, so we've got to answer the tough questions at times like this. And it's been a very difficult week, a really challenging week for everyone. My thoughts are with Stuart and his family, who's lost his job. You know, Stefan and Ed and have made a really difficult decision for them in their tenure at Bradford City, and myself, my job is to sort of try and pick up the pieces behind the scenes with the players and with the staff and with the fans. And whilst it's been challenging, we're Bradfordians, so we've shown a tough upper lip, and we've just got on with it to some extent and tried to keep our emotions in check at a really tough time. Yeah,
let's talk us through how the decision was made and how was it delivered to Stuart on Monday.
Well, I think Stefan did quite an enlightening article this week whereby, you know, results obviously hadn't gone well, and we appreciate that. And Stuart, more than anybody, appreciates it's a results-based industry, which is a horrible cliche, but it's true. And yes, we're sixth in the table. I think the decision was that the downward spiral couldn't be reversed. And I know that everyone will have their own opinion on that, and it will be a difficult sort of sentence to understand. But Stefan and Edin, you know, they own this club and they're entitled to make these decisions, but you know, you've got to live or die by them. That decision was made Monday morning, and ever since then, you know, I think the outpouring of emotion from fans has been evident to suggest that they feel differently about it. I mean, some people would recognise the decision, but these tough decisions are made, and if it wasn't Stuart McCall, many people have said, oh, it wouldn't have been such a difficult decision. And to some extent, footballers like Stuart do transcend certain clubs. You've got Kenny Dalglish at Liverpool. Yeah. You've got Sir Bobby Robson and Alan Shearer at Newcastle United. When you appoint managers that are legends, and bear in mind that Stefan and Edin, along with myself and Julian Rhodes to some extent at the time, suggested that Stuart was probably one of the only managers that could take on the mantle of Phil Parkinson, sort to galvanise the club and rebuild us from a difficult position. This day was probably always going to come, and I think everyone would have preferred different circumstances, but it's happened. And it's to some extent, we described it, I don't want to say death, that's wrong, you know, yeah. that's the wrong phrase to say.
It's the end of a massive era.
But when there's an end like that, there's always the abject shock to start with, anger. Then the analysis comes and the conjecture as to why it was the right thing or the wrong thing and what happened. But then life starts again, if that makes sense, and we're here at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon about to watch a football match. Most people would prefer Stuart to be here, I get that, but he's not, and the players now have got to respect themselves. The team that are looking after the team today have got to respect themselves and put in a performance as they're paid to do, if that makes sense. And the fans have got a decision today about how they support the club, because if we win, we all win. Okay, there'll still be some sadness tonight and there'll still be some analysis, but winning is the only way we can probably get through this, and it'll feel a lot better tonight if we win. Stuart will be happier if we win, if that makes sense. He'd be gutted he's not here. I know that for a fact. He wants to be the manager today, but he isn't. That's the fact. But he'll want us to win, and that's the measure of him. And that's the measure of Bradford City fans. We've got to all want to win this together.
We'll talk about the application process in a moment. I know it's had a bit of a backlash from fans. Jason McEwen from Width of a Post is with us. Yeah. You've been talking to a lot of supporters.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've had so many people coming to this week with questions, wanting to know what's going on behind the scenes. And I think, you know, talking on behalf of some of the fans, I think one of the key questions that people are asking is, in January, and I appreciate you're not on the footballing side of things, but in January there seemed to be a lot of disruption behind the scenes with the window and players' morale dropping. What could you say about that? Because it seemed to be a contributing factor to the results.
Yeah, January was a terrible month, wasn't it? I mean, it started well with the win at Fleetwood, but the loss at Yeovil, I think, hit the players. I think hit Stuart, hit the manager, hit the chairman and the fans really hard, because it was a banana skin sort of waiting to happen. We should have won that game. There's no two ways about it. We were flying high in the league. Everything was against them. They had sendings off in the week. They had players injured. You know, they were really on the haunches and languishing at the bottom of League Two. But sadly, I had something. I had a feeling in my bones on the way down. I just thought everything seems to be against Yeovil, and we've been here before, whereby you can see a banana skin coming. Nathaniel Knight-Percival didn't play. Reuven Sattelmeyer couldn't play. So Lucas Rader came in for his first game. We had two young left backs, full backs in Tyrell Robinson and Jacob Hansen. Obviously, we learnt that morning that Luke Hendry couldn't play, so that naturally had an effect. I'm sure it's not the sole reason that we lost that game. It wasn't a particularly good performance, but from then on, yeah, things seemed to just sort of spiral downwards. So in answer to your question, January was a terrible month, and the results just didn't seem to pick up.
And from the fans' point of view, I mean, there's a massive split going on. There's loads of debate this week. You've obviously been here in the good times when, you know, Chelsea and everyone's together and they've won, and you've seen what it can be like here. Mm. How do you pick up the pieces now? Because everyone's falling out. Everyone's really disillusioned. People are talking about never coming back to the club again and supporting them. You've got season tickets to sell at some point. But at this moment in time, I know we've got to win games, but it just seems a complete mess. And where do we go from here?
It's a good question, and we won't be the only football club that will ever go through this. We'll go through it in our own particular way, because as we've mentioned, we've sacked a legend, and we've had 18 to 20 months of new ownership after a long term relationship. But I spoke to Julian and Mark earlier this week, and they said, goodness me, we never got anything right, never got everything right. And there's no manual that you pick up and go, right, here's a football club, let's just go to page 7. When you sack a manager, do this. So despite them being very experienced business owners and very successful in that respect, a football club has supporters that are stakeholders, shareholders in their own right to some extent, if not technically on the board. So they will vote with their feet, they will vote with their voices, and Brad Fording's no different. They will tell you exactly how they feel. The new modern way is to do it on social media. And you're right, people have said they'll never come back to the club anymore and this, that and the other. Whether that will subside, I don't know. But all I would ask is, any fan coming to the game today, support your club in the appropriate way that you feel necessary. You will naturally be angry, upset, despondent. Some of you may come and go, do you know what? Yeah, the change needed to be made. So we've got to reflect both sides of that, but support the club in the appropriate way. And what I would say is, negativity is understandable, it's normal, it's acceptable, but it won't help anything. Certainly not on a Saturday afternoon. It might be in letters, it might be in emails, it might be in verbal conversations with those that make the decisions, but this afternoon can only be about winning. A win will solve most things. It won't solve everything, and I'm not going to say it will. It won't take away the hurt, but if we win, we all win. And it's up to the fans of the club to rebuild the club, if that makes sense. Just like when we came out of administration, the fans were there to rebuild the club, and Julian refers to the fans rebuilding the club. Well, they probably need to rebuild it now, but with the owners, because Stefan and Edin are not going anywhere. They've not bought this for a small short-term project. They will need your support, and at that moment, this moment in time, that sounds like no one wants to give it, but they need it, so we're going to have to give it, whether we like it or not, because it's the only way we'll get through this.
Do you accept, or do Edin and Stefan accept that mistakes have been made, and their own part, they've got some accountability to play here, and that they need to look at doing things a little bit differently?
I think they do, and I think we all do, yeah. I think there's been some 360-degree sort of reflection on the last few weeks and certainly the last 18 months, certainly because, although on the surface of it, if you're someone in London or somewhere elsewhere in the world looking at Bradford City, we've been in the top six for the past two seasons, a Wembley final, the season ticket campaign had grown, so it looks quite easy. You know, they probably thought, this is easy. But no, a lot of hard work has gone into it from both of them. A lot of hard work has gone into it from everyone behind the scenes, the playing staff, the operational staff. But lessons have been learned. And let's hope that these lessons that have been learned can be reflected on, worked upon, maybe not done again, but done differently. And that's all you can do. Look at us as a club last night, a clumsily worded tweet that was well intended, backfired. And we've got a young, talented staff behind the scenes here, but they make mistakes. We all do. But what we did this morning was reflect on that and apologised. That's the right thing to do, and that's what Brad Fordian would expect. So we need to try and blend the strengths of our two German owners and their culture, the raw grit and proud nature of a set of Brad Fordian fans, blend the two and see if we can work on this together.
Tell me about the application process. We've been told we've been inundated, whether that's the case or not. I'm sure they've had plenty of interest, because it is a lucrative job, isn't it, for sure. Where do we go forward, and is there a timescale on that?
Well, starting with
and is there a favourite for the job as well?
Well, starting with the positives, you're right, we have been inundated. I mean, I've received some wonderful candidates this week in my inbox on email. I don't know how they've got my email, but all my job is to print them off and send them off to Stefan and Edin for them to consult and work on. From the obvious, and I'm not going to name names, but if you go on any bookies website, you'll see the top four or five names. They're the favourites.
Yeah.
Let's not beat around the bush.
I know there's been some contact with Simon Grace, and I think that's in the public domain. Yeah. How far that's gone, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and he would be an excellent candidate, wouldn't he? Along with the other people on the list. I mean, there's been some that we've had to flatly deny, because it doesn't help when you get a few names, like Hans Wolf saying he's been spotted at Leeds Bradford Airport. It doesn't help anybody that. It makes you laugh at, you know, if he's going to take a job from the Bundesliga here, then yeah, good luck to him. But I think it'll be a sensible choice. In terms of the timescales, because of the Ferrari of this week, you know, it's not been very easy for Stefan and Edin to really completely focus on the task in hand, which is why the decision on Wednesday, or was it Tuesday, Wednesday, to give Greg and Kenny Saturday and Tuesday to sort of try and calm the waters while the process can continue. And I think on reflection that's the right decision. Come Wednesday we may have 6 points on the bag, so it may completely change the complexion of the decision process again, which we've seen in football it can do, can't it? The person in the driving seat with points on the board, you know, can go a long way to getting it. But that wasn't the plan. That wasn't a premeditated plan, and anyone that suggests that is wrong. I can tell you that's not the case, because I've been with Greg and Kenny this week. These are two proud men that have been broken by this situation, but what could they do but, you know, do what they've done? You know, yes, could they have all fallen on their sword and left? Could we have sacked them and got rid of them? You know, that wasn't the thinking. Rightly or wrongly, they're here now and we've just got to support them.
Is Edin here today? Is the chairman going to be here today?
He's not here today, no. He's trying to get this decision right. So he's not here today. So
he's going to step back and contemplate where we go from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's try and end on a positive note. We are playing bottom of the table. As always, James, they're in a little bit of form. So any sort of win today, or do you want the performance? You want to see the players are playing for the club?
I think what everyone connected with Bradford City would want today is a performance of character, a performance that epitomises what we're about as a club, that would epitomise Stuart as the player, as the manager. Greg as the player. If you ever saw Greg play, boy, he liked to tackle. Yeah. He liked to fight. And he won't shirk the challenge that he's been given today, whether it's for a game, two games, whatever. He'll take that on board, as will Kenny. But the players need to give something back as well. You know, ultimately they have to take responsibility for the last six games. They've got Stuart and Anna's into this situation, so we need to see leaders, we need to see fighters, something that's been missing in the last few weeks. They need to give myself, Stefan, Edin, Greg, Kenny, all these little kids that have just turned up behind us, the junior bantams, yep, everyone, some belief in their club again today. We can't control the result, and I'd love to say that we're going to win come 5 o'clock. We can't control that, but the players can control the performance, and the fans can control their support.
Well, we appreciate it. I know it's been a difficult week for you, and you've been in the middle of it all. It's like a bit of a storm at the moment. Hopefully those clouds will clear, and we thank you for joining us today on Pulse 2 Match Day Live, James.
Thank you.